每一个人要发展神给我们的恩赐。
Everybody got to develop gift that God has given to us.
我们打开罗马书第三章。
Romans chapter 3.
我先从二十一读到第二十五节，第二十六节。你们从二十七一直读到第三十一节。
Pastor Tom will read from verses 21 to 26, and then you continue from 27.
但如今上帝的意义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证，就是上帝的意义因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了上帝的荣耀，如今却蒙上帝的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎就白白地成立。上帝设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信要显明上帝的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪，好在今时显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。二十七到三十一，一二三，既是这样，那里能夸口？没有可夸的，用何法没有证据？是用立功之法吗？不是，乃用信主之法。所以我们看定了，人称义是因着信，不在乎遵行律法。难道上帝指着犹太人的神吗？不也是做外邦人的神吗？是的，也做外邦人的神。上帝既是一位，他就要因信称他受割礼的为义，也要因信称那未受割礼的为义。这样我们因信废了律法吗？断乎不是，更是坚固律法。我们读经就到这个地方。
We start reading our scripture here.
我们上一次已经思想到关于神设立耶稣基督做挽回祭这件事情。
The last time we thought about how God established Christ Jesus as a sacrifice for atonement.
保罗用了长篇大论给我们看见人的罪性在神面前应当是可被丢弃。
God has, Paul has taught much that we as sinners before the Lord that we should be condemned.
罪是个普遍的现象。
Sin is a very general and common phenomenon.
罪是个社会给我们看清楚的一个现象。
And also it's something we see in society.
但这些罪到底在什么人中间呢？
But all these sins are where among people are they?
All these sins 证明外邦人中间的许许多多的罪恶。
Paul has proven that the Gentiles many sins.
他们的罪不但在宗教性里面
，the sins not is religious，
他们的罪不但是在心理性里面
，but also in psychology，
他们的罪也在他们身体的上面
，but also physically，
所以他们在宗教性犯了拜偶像、离开上帝的罪
，religion is the worst idol to depart from true God，
在心理上他们就妒忌、仇恨、恶毒的罪
，in their mind because they have envy and bitterness，
在生理上他们就奸淫、同性恋等等的罪
，and physically because they commit adultery and also
这些罪是大家都要承认。
And all these sins are affected because they acknowledge.
他们这些都没有罪，为什么呢？
But all these people have no sin. Why?
因为他们没有律法。
Because they have no law.
没有神的道光照他们。
They don't have the word of God to shine upon them.
活在黑暗的中间。
And they live in darkness.
但保罗突然间矛头转过来。
But suddenly Paul turned the spearhead.
他指向犹太人。
And he pointed to the Jews.
因为犹太人虽然有了律法，他们照样过一个犯罪的生活。
Because the Jews, even though they have the law, they continue to sin.
既然有律法，为什么？还会犯罪。
Since they have the law, how come they continue to sin?
岂不是有律法就应当更明白上帝的心？
Instead of saying that we have the law, all the more they should know the heart of God.
有律法不是更明白上帝的真理、懂公义的标准？
That they know, they have the law, they must know the standard of God's judgment and also His morality.
犹太人认为他们是外邦人的光。
And also, these Jews feel that they are the light of the Gentiles.
他可以做别人的老师。
They could be masters of others.
他们有了上帝律法的规条。
They have the laws of God.
所以他们知道上帝的旨意。
So they know the mind of God.
结果犹太人照样在罪恶的中间。
But then the Jews continue also in sin.
所以保罗不但指出外邦人罪。
Paul only pointed the sin of the Gentiles.
保罗也指出了犹太人罪。
Also he pointed the sin of the Jews.
然后他把整个人类总括起来，就说了一句话：世人都犯了。
And summing of all the humankind is all men have sinned.
亏欠了上帝的荣耀。
And falls of the glory of God.
这是历史上第一次 把罪的定义讲得最清楚最清楚。
In his sin, the first time when my sin is so clearly defined.
罪是什么？
What is sin?
罪不是错误的行为而已。
Not of a conduct which is wrong.
罪是什么？
What is sin?
罪不是自由的误用而已。
It is not just the misuse of liberty.
罪是什么？
What is sin?
罪不是对律法的违背而已。
It is not just going against
the law. 罪是什么？
What is sin?
罪不但是知善而不行而已。
It is not only that we never know good things that we never do.
罪乃是亏欠了上帝的荣耀。
But sin is the falling short of the glory of God.
这个观念后来影响了奥古斯丁的思想。
This thought later on affected Augustine.
使奥古斯丁从这里发现不可以用二元论、善恶共存、永存的看法来解释整个宇宙。
And so you see that we cannot expound the universe with dualism.
有如果罪是永存的话
，If that sin exists eternally，
那么罪的价值跟地位跟善意神的价值地位是同等。
Then the value and position of this sin is equal with the goodness.
奥古斯丁就从这个定义发展他整个罪的神学。
So from this definition, Augustine developed his doctrine of sin.
罪不是一个本体性永恒的存在。
He said that sin is not something that exists ontologically.
罪是一个本体的永恒的荣耀的亏欠。
But rather is the ontological of the eternally falling short of the glory of God.
罪的存在跟神永恒的存在不能相提并论。
This existence of this sin and the sin of God cannot be compared as equal.
世人都犯了罪。
All men have sinned.
亏欠了上帝的荣耀。
Fall short of the glory of God.
这样就奠定了人是需要神的救恩的一个很重要的事实的认知的基础。
Then he said the foundation of a knowledge that all men need the salvation of God.
当我们看见人的罪性的时候
，When you see human nature sin，
你是不是可以把它当作没有这一回事
？Can you deny it and deny it？
或者你很正视它，很诚实的面对它呢
？Or you look into the eye of the sin and want to very factually deal with it？
这就是神与人对罪的看法不同的地方。
And this is the view of God to sin and view of man to sin, which is different.
有许多的罪人，当他被发现他的罪的时候，他不但不感到自己是有罪的。
A lot of sinners, when they discover that they have sinned, they do not feel that they have sinned.
他要生气那些把他的罪发现出来的人。
And they get angry with those who discover the sin.
所以许多的罪人不但不肯认罪，还要找律师来为他自己辩护。
So many of the sinners do not admit that they are sinners. They want to invite his lawyer to defend them.
不是正视罪恶应当有的态度。
They are not an attitude that look straight into the eye of sin.
所以今天如果你发现你有病。
Just like today, you find that you're sick.
你有肺痨病。
And also even the TB.
有很严重的肺痨病。
And very serious illness.
所以你越来越瘦，越来越瘦。
And it gets slimmer and slimmer.
那你怎么办法呢？
How to do?
一个聪明的人，他要去找医生。找真正能医好他肺病的医生。
A wise man will go to see a doctor that can really cure his TB.
但一个笨的人怎么样呢？
But what a fool.
他就穿更厚的衣服，给人看出他也差不多胖。
He will put a coat which is very thick so that people see that he is still quite fat.
来遮盖他瘦的现象。
And to cover his phenomenon of being thin.
试试看，使人不知道他有这种病。
So that people wouldn't know that he has such a illness.
免得他在人面前失去他的面子。
Lest that in the people's face he loses face.
这种办法就是不正视现实的办法。
This kind of attitude because you do not face sin's directly.
所以全本圣经要把人性的亏欠、人性的缺点暴露出来。
So the whole Bible wants to expose the weakness of our human nature.
保罗说：“世人都犯了。”
Paul said, "All men have sinned."
那么如果你自己有病，别人都健康，你可能会自卑感，对不对
？If you are sick and people are healthy, then you feel inferior.
后来你才发现，原来全世界人都有肺痨病，你就不必自卑感了。
But later you find that everybody has TB, then you don't feel inferior.
你就变得感觉同病相怜了。
You see that we are all sinners, we can have
a problem for each other. 你有肺病吗？
You have TB?
我有肺病。
Oh yes, I have.
你不必我也有的。
You don't say I have too.
他也有的。
He has too.
我妈妈也有的。
My mother
我祖母也有的。
My grandmother
我们全家都有的。
All her family
你们全家也有的。
The whole family also has.
那么只有我们两家怎么办呢？
So only two family.
为什么家家都肺病？
Not every.
全世界都肺病。
The whole world has.
从皇帝到乞丐都肺病。
From the emperor to the beggar.
从总统到饭桶都肺病。
The president to the fool.
所有的人都肺病。
Everybody has TB.
如果你是这样，我就不会太孤单了。
Oh, I won't feel lonely now.
你咳嗽的时候，我也咳嗽一种。 种歌好了。
Because when you come, we come together.
你自卑我也自卑，一同自卑好了。
You feel, I feel, feel, we feel together.
你痛苦我也痛苦。
When you suffer, I suffer too.
我们是一样的嘛。
Because we are the same.
所以讲世人都犯了罪。
So all have sinned.
但是这里不是说我们自相怜悯就够了。
It doesn't mean that we have compassion for each other and that's good enough.
罪不是单单人本身的问题。
Because sin is not a problem that dwells with man only.
罪已经影响了人神之间的关系。
But it affects our relationship with God.
所以从另外一个角度来看。
So from other perspective.
罗马书是第一次谈的罪人与神之间的关系是不能忽略的一个责任的问题。
The book of Romans tells the first time that we've got to sin, we have to have a responsibility.
人都犯了罪，亏欠了上帝的荣耀。
So all men have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
因为罪的缘故。
Because of sin.
我们都欠债。
We have in debt.
因为罪的缘故。
Because of sin.
我们都亏欠了神。
Then we fall short of God.
因为罪的缘故。
Because of sin.
我们都破坏了上帝的荣耀。
They have broken the glory of God.
因为罪的缘故。
Because of sin.
我们都应当受上帝的审判。
We have to be judged by God.
那么上帝是不是因为找到人的罪，发现人的亏欠，他很欢喜快乐。
Is it because God rejoices because He discovered the man of sin?
我们的神不是这样一位神。
Such is our God.
我们的神看见我们的罪的时候，他乃是要把的救恩赐给我们。
When God sees that we have sinned, He wants to give us His salvation.
所以这样，他用解决的办法，不是用撤回的办法。
So He used the word of solution, not destruction.
他用重造的办法，不是用毁灭的办法。
A matter of reconstruction, not the destruction.
这是很重要、很重要的一个学习。
This is a very important thing.
当我们看见别人有毛病的时候
，When I see the people witnesses,
我们是不是很快乐
？Is it because of that we're happy?
看见别人失败的时候
，We see the people fail.
我们不是很安慰
？Then we feel
comfort. 啊，感谢主，这么多人失败，我就不错了。
Praise the Lord that everybody has fallen short.
好在有很多失败的人，我才感到自己也差不多。
Because a lot of people are weak, that's why I feel I'm not too bad.
我们看见别人软。
When you see the people are weak,
我们看见别人失败的时候
，people fail，
我们是不是就趁着机会大吹大擂，到处批评他们
？Is it because of that we boast ourselves, we criticize others？
落井下石，这一个呢，是幸灾乐祸的人。到处有
They want to add double measure to the condemnation that so many people have this kind.
我们的神不是如此
But our God is not so.
圣经的神为我们预备了救赎的办法
And for our sake God has prepared a way of salvation
这个救赎的办法与所有宗教的办法是完全不一样的
The way of salvation and the way of religion are totally different
所以他赐下耶稣基督做挽回祭
So he gives only son to atone for our sins
这个耶稣的宝血人的信使这个救赎可以施行在那些信的人身上
And through his also blood our faith so that this redemption can be accomplished in us
他要把罪人的地位把它改换过来
So the position of sinner has been changed
称罪人为义
And just to justify the sinner
这就是马丁路德所发现的因信称义的道理
And that's what he called justification by faith of Martin Luther
这样的从第三章到第五章我们看见因信称义因信称义因信称义的信息就一直不断的显明出来
So then we see the three of the five manifest invention of justification by faith
这是基督教福音最伟大的信息
This is the most magnificent message of Christianity
罪人是得罪上帝的
That the sinner has wrong against God
罪人是亏欠上帝
The sinner falls short of the glory of God
罪人是亏欠上帝荣耀的
The sinner has falls short of the glory of God
罪人是应当受审判的
The sinner should be condemned
但是罪人要被称为义
But they have to be justified and
righteous 就是神把他算成义了
That God called them as righteous
这个就变成一个最大的矛盾
They become a paradox
因为上帝是一个真实真理的上帝
Because God is God of truth
所以神的儿子对我们说是就说是不是就说不是
The Son of God tells us that when he said you say yes, no, you say no
若再多说就出于那撒旦
It will make an addition that's coming from the Satan
何夜是何夜白天是白天
Because the day is day, night is night
是的就是是的不是的就是不是
Yes is yes and no is no
上帝绝对不会把昼变成夜把夜讲成昼
And God will not deem the day as night and night as day
上帝不会把光说成暗把暗说成光
God will deem the light as darkness and darkness as light
神绝对不背负 自己。
Because God wants to go against himself.
神也绝对不背负真理。
And God wants to go against truth.
那么这位上帝怎么可以把罪人讲成是义人呢？
And so this God, how can he count the sinners as justified?
如果上帝把罪人讲成是义人，
If he can call the sinners righteous,
这位上帝岂不是背负自己本性，做了不应该做的事情？
Then this God contradicts himself.
但是
But then,
他既然爱罪人，让罪人可以脱离罪的地位，那怎么办呢？
That he loved sinners and wanted to save them from the sinful position.
所以需要有救赎的办法。
So there must be a way of salvation.
罪人的地位改成义人的地位。
So they will change the position of sinners to a righteous man.
如果上帝没有拯救之恩，
If God had not had the saving faith,
上帝没有救赎之法，
You don't have a method of salvation.
上帝就直接把罪人称为义人。这位上帝就是不公义的。
And directly he called the sinner as such as then he is not a true God.
这是不是他所有应该有的本性。
This is not the nature that belongs to God.
所以当上帝要称罪人为义的时候，
So when God wants to call the sinner as righteous,
他就用了他的智慧，他永恒的计划里面的一个办法来把人称为义人。
He used his wisdom and his eternal plan. He wants to save the sinners to become the righteous man.
这个办法是什么办法？
What method is that?
是他自己的办法。
That his own way.
是他自己的计划。
It is his own plan.
所以就以罪人理性、智慧堕落以后所能想象出来的办法完全不一样。
So it's totally different from our fallen rationality.
所以接下去的这一段圣经，
So this passage that is
following, 给我们提醒了几件很重要的事情。
Allow us to be reminded of some important things.
第一件的事情，
The first,
就是从人本转成神本的一个观念。
From an anthropocentric to a God-centered.
Anthropocentric
to theocentric.
Transferred into the theocentric.什么叫做人本呢？
What about anthropocentric?
就是什么都靠人做中心。
Everyone that depends on him as a center.
从我出发。
From me, start.
用我自己的办法。
From my way.
我自己的能力。
My power.
我自己的本钱。
My capital.
我自己的智慧。
My wisdom.
这个叫人本的。
That's anthropocentric.
什么叫做神本的呢？
What about theocentric?
就是不是靠人的办法。
Not through man's way.
不是靠人的功劳。
Not through man's merit.
不是靠人的智慧。
Not through man's wisdom.
是靠神所想出来的。
But God's own way.
神自己的道路。
God's own way.
神自己的办法。
God's own method.
这是圣经跟其他的宗教经典最大的不同的本质之一。
This is one of the important essential difference of Christianity and other religion.
这也是神的话语，神的道高过人类文化的一个重要的一个提示。
And also, this is also a very important reminder because it supersedes all man's culture.
我相信大家还记得这个以赛亚书第五十五章里面有一句很重要的话。
I still believe that you remember one important verses in Isaiah 55.
我的道路非同你的道路。
My way is not your way.
我的意念非同你的意
念。My mind is not your mind.
天怎么高过地？
How the heaven is higher than earth.
我的道路高过你的道路，我的意念高过你的意念。
So also is my way and my mind which is above your mind.
许多的人把常常把这些圣经当作他念神学以前见证里面所提的话语。
A lot of people thought that this is something they've written in a testimony before they enter the seminary.
我的道路是要做建筑师，上帝的道路叫我做传道。
My way want to become an architect, God want me to be a preacher.
我的意念是要赚钱，上帝的意念叫我赚人。
My mind is that I want to make money, but want me to earn people.
所以后来我就报名念神学了。
So later on, I registered to become a seminary.
这样解释也没有什么错的。
It's not too wrong to interpret.
但是这一句话真正的意义不这么简单。
But the true meaning of this word is not that simple.
什么叫做我的道路高过你的道路？
What if my way is higher than the way?
什么叫做我的意念高过你的意念？
Then my mind is higher than your mind.
道路跟意念就是生活的形式跟思想形态。
Because way and mind is ideology and way of conduct.
The way of life.And ideology. 所以这两件事情就是文化的总和。
So these two things are the mission of what we call culture.
所以当上帝对全人类讲这句话，
So when God said to all mankind this statement,
他的意思就是我的道高过你们的文化。
Which means my word is higher than the culture.
我给你们生活方式高过你们自己犯罪以后所想出来的生活方式。
And the way of life I give to you is higher than the fallen mind.
你们外在生活的路径。
Outwardly your way of life,
从你们内在思想形态
and inwardly your ideology,
所构成的文化的架构
what it produces the structure of culture,
绝对不能与我的道相比。
That cannot be compared to my words.
感谢上
帝。Praise the Lord.
当我自己把这个架构在分析、在发展深入的思想的时候
，When I analyze this in the deeper structure，
我后来就发现了这个最重要的一个原则。
I find this very important principle，
就是人本跟神本的问题。
The problem of anthropocentric and theocentric
是人做中心呢，或者神做中心呢
？Is he using man as a center or God as a center？
你们都知道，从前大家以为地球是中心，太阳是每天绕我们一次。
You know, in the past, we thought that the Earth is the center and the sun move around us。
直到波兰的哥本尼出现的时候
，and Copernicus when he discovered，
仔细研究，他仔细观察。他发现不对
he studied and observed carefully he said no this is wrong
不是地球做中心
not earth as something the center
是太阳中心地球绕太阳
but the sun as the center the earth move around the sun
所以这个叫做 heliocenter
heliocenter
或者叫做这个地球的中心
or is this called the earth center
geocenter or heliocenter
heliocenter or geocenter
如果以地球做中心的话
if it's a geocenter at the earth
太阳绕得很辛苦了
That is very difficult for the sun to move around.
哇，他每天绕我们一次。
Because you want to move running around.
其实，当你真正明白的时候
，when you fully understand this,
你知道太阳比地球大130万倍。
You know that the sun is greater than the earth for 1.3 million times.
130万倍
1.3 million times.
这个太阳在哪里？
So such big is the sun.
地球绕着它。
And it is the earth and
moon. 地球的自转产生了每天好像太阳绕我们一样。
And the sun orbit of the earth, look as if it is the sun that moves around us.
自转365次才产生了所谓一年四季周而复始。
If it is self-orbiting for 365 days, then we have four seasons.
所以这个地动说
So when they have a geo-moving,
是产生了天文需要一个大的改革
It also brings a revolution in the astronomy.
我个人不认为这个是最重要的事情
I do not feel this is the most important thing.
最重要的事情要提醒我们不是人做中心是神做中心
Because the most important thing just to remind us that no man is center but rather center
在什么事情上需要这样的变更呢
Upon what thing that we need to revolution
宗教观念上
In the concept of religion
在教会观念上
In the concept of church
在个人的得救的观念上
In our own self-salvation
三件事情上
In this three things
需要重大的改革
We need revolution
怎么讲呢
What do you mean?
第一样
The first
只有两种教会
Only two kinds of churches
一种的教会是以神为中心，一种的教会是以人为中心。
One is God center, one is man center.
第二
，second，
宗教上也是如此。
And the same religion，
只有两种宗教。
Two kind of religion，
一种是神本宗教，一种是人本宗教。
One is God center, one is man center.
第三样
，the third，
在救赎的观念上也需要改变。
The salvation we need revolution，
一种是人本的救赎，一种是神本的救赎。
One is self's own salvation, one is salvation by God.
我先把这三个观念的改变做解释以后
so after interpreting this concept of revolution
那你就更明白这段圣经到底要讲的是
then all the more you understand what this verse wants to say
什么叫做神本宗教
what is by the God-centered
religion God-centered religion
the God-centered religion
什么意思呢
what do you mean
就是从神主动启示
That God take initiative to reveal
神的计划领导人
And God's plan coming to us
神自己的工作是我们得的救赎
God's word so that we are saved
这样在这种宗教里面
In this kind of religion
他信的是神所启示的
What they believe is that God revealed
他的信的不是人想出来
What they believe is not something that man thought away
那什么叫做人本宗教呢
What a man-centered religion
就是罪人自己发现
Man-centered man discovers
罪人自己恍然大悟
They realize that
或者罪人自己想出一些宗教的范围来
They talk about religious realm
这个叫做人本宗教
This called man-centered religion
那我请问你
I'd ask you
在东方的宗教里面
In the oriental religion
无论是佛教
The Buddhism
无论是孔子教
Confucianism
无论是道教
Whether Taoism
无论是印度教
Whether Hinduism
他们有没有一个敢宣称他们是蒙受神的启示的
Anyone can say that it has been revealed to them
连一个都没有
Not even one
孔子没有说上帝启示我
Confucius not said that God revealed to me
他的老师也没有说我老他的学生没有说老师他到天启
And as a student did not see that his message was reviewed by God.
所以你看四书五经的时候
，So when you read the four classics，
你只看见子曰子曰子曰子曰。
You see the Confucius say, Confucius say.
The teacher say, the teacher say.
The master say, the master say.
这些都是人的话语。
This is human word.
孔子很伟大的。
So Confucius so great.
讲出伟大的教训。
He had a lot of good thoughts.
但他讲的时候是以人的身份讲出来。
But when he speak, he speak in position as a man.
这个跟你读圣经先知的书的时候就不一样。
So as to read.The Bible is revealed to the prophet.
耶和华的话临到我。
The word of Jehovah come to me.
上帝对我说。
God spoke to me.
我奉主的名传给你们。
In the name of the Lord, I preach to you.
这个就是神本宗教与人本宗教不同地方。
This is different of God's sent religion and messenger religion.
青年人，你走人生的道路。
Young man, you want what way of life?
我帮他把这些钥匙交在你手里。
I want to give you these keys to you.
使那个分辨出来什么是神本地，什么是人本。
So that you can discern what God's sent and what man's sent.
第一方面。
The first
就是宗教的问题。
And religion.
第二方面
the second,
就是教会的问题
in the church.
什么叫做神本的教会
What are God sent the church?
什么叫做人本的教会
What are man sent the church?
神本的教会就是神自己所设立的
God sent us God established himself
为了神自己的荣耀被创立起来
For his own glory it is established
为了传讲神的话被建立起来
In preaching his word has been given
在这个教会里面神坐在最高的宝座
In this church God occupied the supreme place
为了人坐在最高的宝座
Not man sitting in the supreme place
最重要的事情来到的时候
When important thing comes,
无论这四长老传道牧师同心合意谦卑跪下要寻找神自己的带领
Whether it's a pastor the elder deacon they want to kneel down together to pray for the word of God
这样的教会他们传讲信息的时候要让神的真理进到人的心
So when they preach they want the word of God to come into the mind of man
这个叫做神本教会
That's what we call God sent of church
这个教会听见的是神的声音不是人的声音
It is God's voice in this kind of church here
那什么叫做人本的教会
What a man sent the church
各个在在里面增大，个个在里面学习，个个在里面勾心勾角。
Everybody want to be big in the church，
叫人本的教会。
This kind of man-centered church，
哪一个出最多的钱，他就坐最大的位置。
Whoever give the most, he occupy the biggest place。
哪一个人讲话大声一点，大家都怕他，怕的不得。
Whoever speak the loudest, we are afraid of him。
所以这种教会的所传讲的不是神的道，是人的意念。
So the kind of church that preaches the word of God, the mind of man that preach。
当这种教会遇到上帝的道，人不要听的时候
，When this kind of church find that man doesn't want to listen the word of God。
他就认为上帝的道过时了。
You see the God's church, God's word has been discarded.
讲台改头换面，变成讲故事、讲经历、讲自己的梦、讲人的理想。
So the pulpit had to be changed. So they preach men's experiences, men's vision, and men's dreams.
这个叫做人本的教会。
This kind of man-centered church.
这个教会里面你很难听见神的声音。
So this kind of church very difficult to hear the voice of God.
听见的是人的声音，听见的是钱的声音。
What you hear is the voice of money, the voice of man.
所以神本跟人根本是绝对不同的。
So God sent and man sent is totally different.
是有本质的差异。
There's an essential difference.
照样，神本神学跟人本神学是不一样。
So God sent and man sent theology are different.
神本这个心理学跟人本心理学是不一样。
And also God sent psychology and man sent psychology are different too.
神本智慧跟人本智慧是不一样。
And God sent wisdom is different from man sent wisdom.
神本神学院跟人本神学院是不一样。
And God sent seminary and man sent seminary are different.
有些神学院不敢再批评错误的教训
Then some of the seminary do not criticize the wrong teachings
因为他们有许多的奉献是那些有错误的教训的教会寄来的
Because much of the offering comes from those the churches that teach wrongly
所以他想如果我这辈子这种教会有奉献不来我就完了
So you see I'd rather review this kind of churches the money would come
结果他们传道的口就被封闭一半了
So their lips that preach the word of God has been silenced
他们为主工作的自由就被捆绑一半
And the freedom to work for the word of God has been bound by
that 慢慢就变成一个人本的神学院不是神
And later on become the man-centered seminary not God-centered seminary
这个很可怜的事情
This is pitiful
所以我们从这一方面来看呢
So from here we see
第三个重要点就是人的问题
And the third important that's a man's problem
但旧的问题是神本的工作或者人本的工作
The problem is that whether it's man-centered or God-centered
那么多数的宗教
Most of religion
都是以人本的出发点思想得救的问题
using man as a center the thing about salvation
只有 基督教跟犹太教是神本救赎的一个出发点。
Only the Christianity and Judaism coming from God's center for salvation.
什么意思呢
？What do you mean?
你的救赎是出耶和华。
Salvation comes from Jehovah.
上帝是独一的救主。
God is the only God.
所以救恩是出于他。
So salvation comes from the Savior.
如果神不要拯救人，就没有一个人可以得救。
If God doesn't want to save mankind, no single one can be saved.
这个叫做神本的救法。
That's called God's center
salvation. 那么什么叫人本的救法呢
？What is man's center salvation?
就是犯罪以后的人。
So man after they've sinned,
用犯罪以后的头脑
，using the fallen mind,
用堕落以后的思想
，fallen thinking,
想想到底我怎样可以得救呢
？Thinking how can I be saved?
结论是什么呢
？What's the conclusion?
我尽量做好事。
I try my best to do good.
我尽量建立功劳。
I try my best to have merit.
我尽量自己可以照着自己的挣扎进到可蒙上帝悦纳的。
I try my best to struggle and strive so that I can be acceptable by the Lord.
所以这就把神本的恩典改成人本的行为了。
So the God-centered grace now turns from man-centered conduct.
当你看清楚这一点以后
，When you see clearly this thing,
你就明白为什么第二十七节就开始讲这样的话。
And you understand why is that verse 27 saying such a manner?
因为上帝要把人本的改成神本的。
Because God wants to change man-centered to God-centered.
所以他讲这句话。
And that's why he said this statement.
所以我们打开第二十七节。
We turn to verse 27.
既是这样，哪里能夸口呢？
Where then is boasting?
没有可夸的。
It is excluded.
用何法没有的呢
？On what principle?
是用立功之法吗
？On that observing the law?
不是。
No.
乃是用信主之法。
On that of faith.
大家念一次好不好？一二三，既是这样，哪里能夸口呢？没有可夸的。用何法没有的呢？是用立功之法吗？不是，乃是用信主之法。那你看到了没有
？Do you see now？
现在你听了大概几十分钟之后
，So after 20-30 minutes of heard，
你现在就容易明白这件事情。
I understand this verse now。
上帝现在把一个新的方法告诉人了。
God now tell us a new way。
这个方法是什么呢
？What's that way？
不是立功之法
，Not observing the laws，
乃是信主之法。
But the way of believing。
我再讲一次
，One more time。
不是立功之法
，Not the way of law and merit，
乃是信主之法。
But the way of believing the law。
大家说一二三。不是立功之法，乃是信主之法。那么请问立功之法什么意思呢
？What I observing the law and merit
就是我罪人靠自己立功劳，这个叫立功之法。
I as a sinner under I do merit。
什么叫做信主之法呢
？What I do believe in Jesus。
我完全没有
，Totally I have none。
我只能到主面前来相信。
I can only come to the Lord and believe。
我来接受他。
I do accept it。
这个叫信主之法。
That's the way of believing。
所以这里是提到方法论的大更改。
So this is changing methodology。
这是从人本改成神本。
From man-centered to God-centered。
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord。
当基督的教会不明白这个转移。
When the church of God doesn't know this transformation,
那么这个教会就一直堕落在人的失败里。
Then this church will continue to fall in man's weakness.
当一个罪人一直不明白神的方法
，When a sinner cannot understand continue God's method,
他就过着一个外教人的宗教生活。
Then he will continue to live in the life of pagan.
那我刚才说呢？这个呢，圣经里面旧约是以救恩是从耶和华出来。
And I see in the Old Testament the salvation comes from Jehovah.
耶和华对以色列人说。
Jehovah told the Israelites.
你们的众民族中间也是最小的。
Among all nations, you are the most little one.
但是我爱。
But I love you.
什么意思呢
？What do you mean?
你们没有功劳。
You have no merit.
你们没有可爱的地方。
Nothing lovable.
你们没有什么条件。
No condition.
你们在众百姓、众民族、万民中间是最小的。
Among all nations, you are the tiny.
但我爱你
们，
这表示神的恩是超过我们得救的条件。
Within God's grace transcends our condition to be saved。
不但摩西讲了这个话
，Not only Moses said that。
后来呢，这个以赛亚又讲了。
Later Isaiah also said。
耶和华说：“你将什么神比我呢
？”Jehovah said, "To me, to whom did he compare me to?"
我从起初知名幕后的神。
From the beginning, I point the thing at the end。
只有我是上帝。
And only I am。
只有我是救主。
Only I am the Savior。
救赎是从神自己来的。
So salvation coming from God Himself。
犹太人后来不明白。 白这个事情。
The Jews doesn't understand this.
虽然犹太教应当是神本的宗教。
Even though Judaism must be a God-centered religion.
启示从神来。
Because the revelation comes from God.
救赎从神来。
Salvation comes from God.
恩典从神来。
Grace comes from God.
弥赛亚从神来。
Messiah comes from God.
结果他们掉在一种律法主义里。
But they fall into legalism.
什么叫做律法主义呢？
What is legalism?
就是我要靠我自己好好做人才能得救。
For me, having good conduct, I can be saved.
我要遵行律法才能得救。
I want to observe the law in order to be saved.
好，我们有关于为什么上帝赐下律法前两次已经提过了。
Where has spoken why God has given the law in the past two sessions?
上帝赐下律法到底是要人遵行呢？
God has given us law so that men will observe.
或者要人去违背呢？
So that men will go against it.
或者要人去审查呢？
So that men will check himself.
或者要人去裹足不前，单单依靠上帝。
So that men will not do anything but depend on God himself.
尼托神说，上帝赐下律法就是要人去犯罪。
What's going to say that God has given a law so that men will break it?
要人去干犯他。
Men will break it.
那干犯了才知道人应当受什么。
And after breaking it, then we know that we should be condemned.
我们绝对不能接。
Absolutely, we cannot accept this kind of teaching.
因为这是在动机的事情上曲解上帝。
Because we distort the motive of God,
把上帝当作叫人作恶的源头。
We thought that God is the source causes the sin.
这违背全本圣经的意思。
This contradicts the meaning of the whole Bible.
另外一个极端是什么呢？
Another extreme.
上帝赐下律法是要人去遵行。
God has given a law so that we can observe it.
这是法利赛人的解释。
This is the interpretation of the Pharisees.
上帝为什么赐下律法？
Why is God give the law?
就是要人去行。
Why do we do it?
你如果行了，
You've done it.
你遵行律法，
You've done it.
你就能得救。
You can be saved.
那么到底谁能遵行律法？
Who can observe the law?
遵行律法是不是遵行其中一两条算数了呢？
Does it mean that we observe one or two of all the laws?
不是的。
No.
律法有多少条呢？
How many laws are there?
犹太人把它发展从这个十条界发展后来慢慢变成两百多条，后来变成六百十多条。
And they developed from 10 to 200 to 600.
到了耶稣的时代，
so when it comes to Jesus,
严谨的律法主义，
the legalistic way,
是把旧约的律例、戒律、诫命、法度、这些话语、法则，把它分成600十几条。
And all the commandments, all this is developed into more than 600.
后来有人就问耶稣说，
Some ask Jesus.
夫子啊，哪一条是最大？
My law was the biggest one.
这么多条哪一条最大？
So many laws was the biggest one.
耶稣根本没有兴趣滚在他们的中间。
Jesus is not interested to involve in this debate.
耶稣把它归纳成一个字，一共只有两条。
And sum into one word and only two words.
所以保罗后来明白耶稣的教导。
And Paul didn't understand the Jesus' teaching.
就讲一句话，律法的总归就是什么？就是爱。
Submission of law is love.
律法的总归就是爱。
The submission of all the law is love.
那么爱什么？
Love.
爱钱。
Love money.
什么？爱什么？
Love what?
爱魔鬼。
Love Satan.
爱什么？
Love what?
爱神。爱人。大家说。
Man.
爱神。
爱人。
诫命中间哪一条最大？
What's the greatest commandment?
耶稣怎么回答呢？
How did Jesus answer?
他说你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱你的上帝。
You must love your God with all your mind, all your heart, all your soul.
这是第一条。
This is the first.
也是最大的。
This is the greatest too.
其次也相反。
It's the same.
你要爱人如己。大家说。爱人如己。所以犹太人把律法也变越多越延展越深越繁琐。
So this is the Jews developed the law to become more complicated.
结果把自己绑死了。
So they are bound by the development.
行这一条忘记那一条。
They do this, forget about that.
行那一条又漏掉。
And do that and let go of that.
记得这一条又漏掉另外。
Remember this and forget about that.
所以后来雅各讲一句话。
And later on James said,
他说当你干犯一条，你就是干犯什么重条。
When you break one, you break all.
你说我只有六百多条，我只有两三条忘记了。
600 plus, I forgot you one or two.
你干犯三条，你是违背律法的。
You break three, you break all.
你干犯二十条，你也是违背律法。
You break 20, you break the law too.
你干犯五 五百条，你也是违。
You break 500, also you break.
你说我只有干犯一条，你已经干犯一条了。
You say I break only one, but you break one.
那你明白这个意思了吗
？You understand now?
你这汽车要把窗都关起来，因为里面有些东西怕贼来偷的时候。
When you close the window of the door because you scared the thief will come and steal.
所以你们把车停了以后。
So after you park your car,
你要走了。
And leave.
你就把门一个一个关起来。
So you shut the door.
那么现在的车呢？啪一关就所有的门自己关。
Central locking now.
连后面的门都关起来。
Even the back door.
但老爷车怎么样办呢？
或者哦这样，
一个关，两个关，
this one,
三个关，
three,
四个关，
number four,
全部都关。
Then if all are locked,
我问你，如果四个门你关三个，忘记关一个，你到底有没有关呢？
If for four doors you only, four doors you only lock three, one you
not. 你有没有关呢？
Have locked.
今天我有关，而且关了好几个了。
We have locked quite many.
贼说我不关你，关了好几个。你漏一个没有关，我就可以进去，对不对
？If never mind how many lock, one that did not lock, I can come in.
所以我想这个比喻使你很了解雅各书那句话。
So you can understand what James said here.
干犯一条
，you break one.
干犯众条
，you break all.
你干犯一条，就干犯所有的律法。
You break one, you break all the law.
所以从真的圣经来看
，So from the Bible,
没有一个人曾经完完全全遵行律法。
Not a single man has perfectly observed all the laws.
没有人可以遵行。
No one can.
那你说呢？到底有没有真正的圣经知识说没有人遵行过？
Is there any Bible that says that no one has ever done that?
有。
Yes.
这就记载在《使徒行传》第十五章里面。
Acts chapter 15.
因为在门徒们为了外邦人得救，需要不需要更离开大会的时候
？Because when the disciples were discussing in the conferencing that whether they should be circumcised the Gentiles.
我相信这是第一次神学历史上第一次的神学研讨大会。
I believe this is the first theological seminar in the whole history of the church.
The theological consultation in the world history, the first time is concerning this. 所以这个结论是什么呢
？What is the conclusion?
结论不是说要行律法。
Doesn't mean that you got observe the laws.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为彼得站起来做结论。
Peter come and make.
彼得是谁呀、
啊、？Who is Peter?
是最元老的。
The oldest.
The most senior.
The most senior one.
他是领袖。
He is the leader.
他是门徒里面的老大哥。
He is the big boss of all the disciples.
站起来说。
He is the one saying.
我们不要。把我们祖宗到现在我们所不能负的、啊、加在外邦人的身上
Do not add the yoke that we cannot bear from the old until now to the Gentiles
这句话什么意思呢
What do you mean?
我们老实讲好
了
从摩西时代到现在
From Moses until today
一代一代传下来
Generation passed
从我们的祖宗到我们
From our ancestors now to here
没有一个人完全遵循
No one had truly observed the law
现在你要求外邦人要这样做
So now you want the Gentiles to do that
你自己做不到的为什么求诸于人呢
What that you cannot do Why is that you demand from others
你自己知道没有办法
You know that there's no way
你凭着什么相信别人有办法
Reason why do you believe that people can do it
你自己没有办法做到的
Then you cannot observe it
你不能求诸于人
You cannot demand from others.
所以这样我可以做结论，上帝赐下律法不是要人信。
So then I can say that God has given law not that we observe.
那么你说上帝赐下律法也不是要人违背，也不是要人行，那么要做什么
？So you say God has given law not for to break to observe. Then what for?
真正的答案在罗马书第七章会讲出来。
The true answer is recorded in Romans 7.
那个时候我会给你们很清楚的解释。
Then I'll explain to you clearly.
但白天，今天我要把一句提示的话讲出来。
Today I want to make a reminder.
上帝赐下律法，既然不是叫人行
，When God has given the law not for us to observe，
也不是叫人干犯
，not for us to break，
那么上帝赐下律法做什么呢
？Then what for is the law？
要叫人知道人已经干犯，人也不可能遵行。是死路一条
So that man would know that he has broken it and observed there's only a dead way
所以人知道律法以后呢
So after we know the law
他应当知道没有路了
They got us even we know there's no way
因为一看到律法
When you see the law
就咒自己已经干犯了
We realize that we've broken the law
你看到律法
When you see the law
就知道这么严格我没有办法追求
We know that's so stringent we cannot follow
我既然已经干犯
Now they are broken
又没有办法行出来
And there's no way for me to do it
怎么办呢
What to do now
我要怎么办呢
What am I going to do
死路一条
Dead way
就是等死而已 亲爱的弟兄姊妹，请你注意，神在给人走到这个觉悟的时候，
when God will let us to come to realization，
就要人产生新的盼望，
so that they come a new hope。
那个盼望就是不看自己，看上帝。
Not depending on ourselves, but depending on God。
这就是以许多时候你明白的一句话：人的尽头就是上帝的开头。
And the statement that I understand, the end of man is the beginning of God。
当一个人完全没有绝望以前，没有办法产生新的盼望。
Before man comes to total desperation, he will not have a new hope。
如果一个人对旧的盼望还有一丝的不停留、不肯放弃的话，没有办法有新的盼望临到他。
If a man still grasps on these traces of hope in the old hope, then he will not come to new。
但是当你完全绝望的时候，
when you're totally in desperation，
你就想个新的典范，
then you have a new paradigm，
new paradigm， 这个就是 new hope， new direction，
新的典范，新的方向，新的方法，
new way，
新的方法。
这就是神要设立新约的原因。
And that's the reason why they're going to establish a new covenant.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
所以上帝赐下律法。
God has given a law.
一方面告诉你，你已经犯了。
On the one hand to tell you you've broken the law.
第二方面告诉你，你根本不可能遵守。
On the other hand to say you can never observe it.
现在我问你，
I'm asking.
上帝这个心意，
God's mind.
后来怎么知道呢？
Then how do we know?
就是当耶稣基督到世界上来的。
When Jesus came to the world.
就对于他们说，我是世界的光。
He said, "I'm the light of the world."
跟从我的人，
He will follow me.
就不走在黑暗里面。
He will no more walk in darkness.
他们必要得着生命的光。
He will have the light of life.
那么犹太人明白这句话意思。
The Jews do understand this statement.
他们认为我们自己是世界的光。
They feel that we are the light of the world.
我们自己是外邦人的老师。
We are the master of the Gentiles.
我们自己是做过师傅。
We have been the master.
我们自己是明白律法。
We are the one who understand the law.
所以他们可以用口头教导。思想所明白的律法，
so they can use a little teach what they understand in their mind.
他不能用行为证明他们所行过的律法，
but they cannot use their conduct to prove the way they understand.
这种老师太多了，
this kind of master
会讲不能做的人太多了。
They can teach, they cannot do it.
其实你看他的口才佩服得不得
了，
但当你真正看到他的行为呢，你好在没有给他骗子。
By the way, truly see that kind of thing, luckily I'm not cheated by him.
你有没有这样的经验？
Have you this kind of experience?
有可能就是你自己。
Yes, maybe you yourself.
能做不能，能讲不能。
Then you can say, you cannot do it.
犹太人信出来吗？
The Jew.
没有。
Have you done it?
所以我可以说呢，犹太人在这方面从来没有明白上帝的心。
I can see that from this perspective, the Jews never understand the mind of God.
那么我们在想，上帝的心意是什么？
Then what's the mind of God?
上帝的心意就是你看见。你既然干犯了，你又没有办法行出来，你就死路一条，等候上帝还要不要你。
That you see that now that you cannot, you're broken, you cannot observe that you're dead, and then you want to wait whether want to go, whether want to save you or not.
妈，我做错了。
Mom, I have done.
我不配到你的面前。
I'm not worthy to come before you.
你还要我吗？
Do you see
one? 那浪子回来的时候怎么讲？
The prodigal son, what did he say when he
came? 我得罪了天。
I've gone against
you. 又得罪了你。
Gone against you.
我不配做你的儿子。
I'm not worthy to call your son.
不配回来做什么？
Then why did he come back?
不配就去自杀好了吗？
You better go and commit suicide then.
不配回来做什么？
If you're not worthy, what's
it? 我知道我不配。
I know I'm not worthy.
那么你呢？
What are you?
你要不要再可怜我？
Do you want to have mercy
on me?
I know I'm not worthy.
就从人本变成神本了，你懂吗？
So from man-centered to God-centered, you understand now?
你用这个观念去看，整个新约就是在这条路线中间。
So you see that the old New Testament go from this way.
不懂的人偏向人本。
Those who don't understand go to man-centered.
懂的人偏向神本。
Those who understand who go to God.
我应该得的产业给我。
What I deserve.
我应当给的给我。
The property I deserve. Give to me.
父亲给他。
The father gives me.
弄到他完蛋以后，
after it's gone,
我不应该。
I'm not worthy.
我不配。
I'm not worthy.
我没有。
I have none.
虽然不配，但是回家。
Even I'm not worthy, I come back.
虽然这个已经不是我的家，但是我回家。